Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, October 29th, and you're listening to the big call. Appreciate everybody joining us again tonight, whether you're in big call country, North America, or whether you're listening from all around the globe in what we refer to as big call universe. So thanks for everybody tuning in, whether you're listening live or listening on the replay, we appreciate it. All right. So without further ado, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll have Sue give us a teaching. Okay, so let's check that out. Let's all just pray this thing in. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the fact that you are there always for us. You said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You said no person can snatch us out of your hand. You said that we had all things working together for good to those who love you, to those who are the called according to your purpose. We refer to ourselves as the called, those who have been chosen for such a time as this, and we thank you for this opportunity to come together and bring information about health and wellness and intel, and we thank you that this incredible blessing is looming large for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I am really looking forward to hearing what it is you would bring to us tonight.
I hope everyone enjoys it, because something that I noticed, and I hope she's listening, something I noticed about this community is how connected we are in lifting each other up. And I have a friend, Elaine, and T. Lynn, and they just write to me, well, many people, and BJ, and a bunch of people that write, and they just say, hope you're doing well, don't need anything, you know, just encouraging each other. So tonight, This is about 7 God tips for building others up. Mm. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I love that. Proverbs 11:25. All of us will experience a difficult season in our lives. We will know what it's like for someone to encourage us. We may also know what it's like to find ourselves digging further into the ground of our sadness. Knowing this, every believer should strive to be a source of encouragement for those God has placed around them. It's not difficult to build others up, especially since we've been given the fruit of the Spirit through Jesus Christ. We encourage others even when our own situations are tough, because we enter into every day with a thankful heart and the presence of God. Using the following acronym of build up to be a source of encouragement to those around you. B, be warm and inviting from the heart. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. When we take the time for consistent prayer, God's presence rubs off on us. Our arrival in the home, work, school, or neighborhood should usher in a spirit of peace and joy, because we are children of the King. We need to become more aware of whether our presence invites people towards us or turns them away. You use your gifts from the Holy Spirit for discernment. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God, for who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them, Corinthians 2:10-11. The Lord knows everything within and around every person walking on the earth at every single moment. Since we are connected to the Holy Spirit, we can pray for discernment on strategic opportunities to encourage other people. Pray, even in the midst of conversation, that God will quicken our minds with the right words for the perfect moment. Instill the word of God when the opportunity arises. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. Psalm 19:8. God's word has answers for every situation in life. As believers, we are given insight into the scriptures that can help strengthen and encourage other people. A wise person won't use the scriptures as a weapon to beat people down with, but rather as a gentle guidance leading the downtrodden towards a way of hope. L, listen carefully to what they are saying. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James 1:19. Although we may think we have the perfect answer or comment to build someone up many times, it would be best to let them share first what's on their heart and mind. We should strive towards patience and self-control while trusting in God to reveal His will in times. Sometimes our strongest encouragement is done without us saying a word and just listening. D, demonstrate. Demonstrate encouragement with your attitude and actions. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. Ephesians 5:8. Whether or not people share with us about what they think of us, the light of Christ cannot be hidden in even the dark places. How we relate to those who are harsh, judgmental, or unfair reveals how close we are to God. The Spirit of God will equip us to deal with the adversity in such a way that people around us are encouraged either in their family, in their faith, or towards living a life of faith. And you understand their difficulty instead of downplaying it. Scorn has broken my heart and has left me helpless. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For comforters, but I found none. Psalm 69:20. Ignoring the difficult may not build someone up, especially if they're struggling. Sometimes avoiding the tough conversation can make their situation worse because they can't find empathy. Our response should be sympathetic and grounded in the love of Christ. P, press towards the positive. Anyone who's among the living has hope. Even a live dog is better off than a dead lion. Hope is for everyone who is alive when their situation may be incredibly overwhelming. There's hope in Christ for every hardship on earth. God has the power to turn every act into an opportunity to reveal grace, mercy, and strength to those who call on Him. And finally, let the building process begin. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up just in the fact you are doing. Colossians 5:11. People are around us every day at work, at church, school, and even in our homes. Many of these same people are struggling every day by the words and actions of other people. Most of them are still hearing the hurtful words from their childhood. It is the grace of God that gives us what we need to overcome our own difficulty and become a source of encouragement. Spend time praying and asking God to reveal who you can build up today. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was really, really powerful. And you did a wonderful job with that tonight. Really appreciate that. And the idea of building one another up to good works is a concept. Lifting each other up, you know, as God is the lifter of our heads, we lift others up as well. And I just love that teaching about encouraging one another, being there. And what I was thinking before you said the L and listen was that sometimes just being there and not even mm-hmm. saying a word, but just being there, that's what I was thinking when you were just about to say that part, is enough. And sometimes, you know, sometimes we don't have words, but we know the Holy Spirit will give us what it is we are to say, you know, when we ask. And that's wonderful. I just think that was tremendous. And to have the discernment to be able to know how to encourage someone else, how to lift them up, as I think we're all given that gift of trying to be encouragers. We want to do that. And thank you, Sue, for that. Bob, what would you say to that teaching tonight?
Well, first I would say thank you, Sue. That was really, really great. There was so much to it. And then I want to also thank you, Bruce, for taking the words right out of my mouth.
Did I? I'm sorry.
Same thing to say. And, you know, that, you know, I like what Sue was saying. There's people around us every day. We encounter people everywhere all the time. And so there's ample opportunity to listen and to let the people we're around share first. And as they are sharing, if we tune in to what feelings we think that they are trying to express and then helping them to clarify those feelings is really, really important. It's more powerful than just having a chat, right, where one person says one thing and then you bounce back and say something like, oh, the same thing happened to me, right? And now you're attempting to become these wound mates that somehow, oh, I had that wound, and oh, I've got the same wound, and somehow that's helpful. It's actually way more helpful to resist becoming wound mates, but rather to listen for the other person's feelings and to understand their difficulty, because theirs is different than yours, even if you think you might be wound mates. And yes. So it's hard sometimes to be quiet and just listen, and it's even harder to listen for those feelings, and then beyond that, what the person's needs might be. Thanks again, Sue. That was just really great, really, really great.
And thanks, because when I think of it, I mean, you are the definition of encouragement. Mm-hmm. And empathy, you know, being there to feel and hear and to hear what people aren't saying, right, Bob? What they're not saying.
Yeah. A lot of people will talk, and it's just the words they have, but to be able to fully express themselves, they need a language of feelings and needs, and most people don't have that. And so for us, as the encouragers to all of the people that are part of the Big Call universe, who are the future philanthropists of the world and the golden people for the golden age to come, we're the ones that can be the great listeners that help people to express their feelings and their needs and help them to make, you know, requests to others that are very, you know, reasonable types of requests that can be responded to with compassion.
That's interesting. I'll be going back to that in a minute.
Well, what's really good about that, I was thinking the same thing that Sue was saying. Bob, when I think of you, I think of someone, and I also think of you the same way, Sue, as an encourager, as someone who gives that encouragement as you do your sessions, Sue, with everybody that you've talked to on the Big Call. There's a lot of helping, a lot of encouragement, a lot of preparation involved in that. And Bob does it on the phone every day with big call listeners, calling in. And I think you two are both excellent in that encouragement. And one of the things I wanted to do with the big call was to be an encourager to the currency community and give them encouragement by giving information, not only health and well-being and brain science through Sue, but also through information and intel that I could bring to sort of let everybody know where we are and encourage them to have the faith to hold on all the way till the end. And I think all three of us are doing that and are doing a good job to try to be encouragers to the community all around the globe. So I appreciate that information, Sue and Bob, very much. And that's, I think, something that we can feel good about, is that what we've done over the last 8 years, and for you, Bob, 4.5 years, and Sue, over 4 years, on the call, on the big call. So, and we appreciate the encouragement of the community, you know, that is hung with this call, and obviously some of the others out there. So, Sue, let's do this. Let's see. Did you say that you might have a praise report we can air tonight?
We do, and I didn't say, but we do.
Okay.
We have, it's a little challenging to understand how it's written, but here it is. She and kids escaping domestic abuse needs rental now, but household provisions, fellowships, and open doors have happened. Thank you for your prayers. I texted you when I needed housing, and I got the second to the last apartment even available in the area. It is a miracle. Thank you for your prayers. So this person experienced a wonderful provision. It sounds like she even got her housing all through the community's prayers and just lifting up a need and having all of our energy surround that need with love. And I think that's just a wonderful, wonderful praise report.
That's it. That's great. Yeah, I really really feel great that we were able to help in that area and hold that request and believe for that. And the housing manifested. And I guess one of two apartments that were left that were available that she could take. So that worked out great. Glad to hear that. That's a great praise report, Sue. And of course, if we have a call Thursday, which we don't really anticipate, but if we do, we will bring prayer requests out and pray for everybody, as well as any praise reports that we might have Thursday. Well, with that said, Sue and Bob, let's do this. Let's move into the arena where Sue is. Sue, you have been working, I don't know how many total people you have worked with now, but I know that you've had a number of sessions, like in the 180 sessions.
We're at 181.
181 sessions.
181 with, imagine, they're generally four projects, sometimes they're one or two, mm-hmm. and there are half of those were two to four people. So yep. We have written in a lot of projects onto this planet. A lot.
Right.
All
That's
of us
right.
together. This is just all of us together. And thanks to, you know, Bob and you being there every week that, you know, allows me to feel the commitment to the community and to all the listeners. We, you know, we're all doing this together.
And
that's our You know, we're creating results here. So
absolutely, Sue. And I want to let everybody know that until this thing actually goes, until we actually get started with exchanges, with setting appointments and going on our exchanges, Sue is still available to get with for your projects and your presentation. And I'll let you guys know in a minute how to do that. Ms. Sue, is there anything that you would bring to us in the way of something additional? I can't believe there's anything else that we haven't covered, but what is it that you'd encourage us with tonight?
This is going to be a very profound encouragement because this is new. This is taking you over the threshold, and it's preparing you for the transition that you're going to start, hopefully by writing down your projects, getting with someone that can help you with your projects, or a third solution is to sit down with me and let me walk you through the process. Because by you putting you and your best outcome first, you're starting in your leadership role. And when I say leadership, I'm talking about, and we're going to go into that for about 5 minutes, I'm talking about taking really good care of the blessing that is coming to you and taking good care of yourself. But before I get started on the number one key, and this is a great, Bob, you're gonna want to go out and get another new book. The number one key that we're finding out from a professor from Harvard and McKinsey for maintaining the joy in your life and the joy in your leadership. That's going to be coming up in just a moment. But I want to read a testimonial from two fascinating people that I got to have a session with, and everyone is fascinating. But these two are in particular. Dear Sue, my wife Sandy and I wanted to let you know how much we appreciated your walking us through the anticipated currency redemption process. It's impossible to assign a value on your knowledge and suggestions. Your understanding of what to expect and the specific things to focus on and consider in our presentation is something we are now going to reflect on and definitely use when we go in. Again, many thanks for your generous, informative, and easy to understand guidelines. We look forward to the possibility of our paths crossing at some point in the near future. All the best, David and Sandy Lear. Please feel free to post and or share this. So those were two wonderful people, and very committed to helping the community. And even with David and Sandy, and this is what I see, Bruce, with a lot of the people, and one woman in particular, not David and Sandy so much, I'm going to go to this woman. She came to the call, and she was really nervous. And a lot of people say that, I'm really nervous. And I'm thinking, okay, they've heard me on the call. They know my heart. And I'm wondering, what is it that, you know, I ask them feelings and needs. Why do you feel you're nervous? What's going on? And a big piece of this is they've got in their head that this currency is really big. They don't exactly know how to walk through the redemption process and how to design their one sheet. We do that in our session. But we also go through a little segment of how you're going to communicate what you want for yourself when you meet with your attorney or your wealth manager or what have you. And that's one of the most interesting components, Bruce and Bob, that I've been able to witness in my sessions. I used to have a lot of wealth management clients that were my executive coaching clients, and they would say to me, you wouldn't believe the thing. People tell me everything about their life. It's like, you know, it's like I'm their psychotherapist. And I said, well, money and feelings are very entangled. They're very, very entangled. And tonight, I want to give you something and give you insight that I found fascinating and that you could maybe use that I gave to David and Sandy and to this woman to design your future for your maximum impact and joy and good. And here it is. This is coming from The Joy of Leadership by Tal Ben-Shahar and Angus Ridgway. Tal teaches at Harvard, and Angus worked at McKinsey. And they were running, they're busy young guys, and they were running all these, you know, strategic consultancy and kind of high-level business coaching things. And they came to this conclusion, and Bob, you're going to love this. They said, in this book, they say, the essence of effective leadership is personal flourishing. The essence of effective leadership is personal flourishing. And then they go on to say that they notice that we're in a leadership crisis. And to make it drive it even more home, Barna Group, which is a Christian research firm, says that most Christian leaders think of themselves as having the mantle of leadership, but they're claiming a crisis because they're overloaded and overwhelmed. So The Joy of Leadership would be a great book for everybody on this call that wants to kind of design and reflect and think about the things. When Bob said feelings and needs, everybody on this call has to reflect on what is the most important to them and how are they going to design and command their people and their teams and the cultures they're going to create around their core values. So here's what I'm going to say. And when I shared this with David and Sandy and this woman, they were like, that's the best thing you've said in this whole session. I was like, are you kidding? I gave you rates, like, you know, all these fun things. All right, so here's what it is. For me and for a lot of people on this call, a lot of us are, you know, moving into our wisdom years. And for me, the most important way I can convey the value that I put on well-being, which is the core value of most of my projects, is to say this. So I'm meeting with my attorney, and I'm going to say, my core value and the culture that I want to develop in all of my projects is going to be in personal flourishing. Because if we don't flourish, we can't expect our teams to flourish. And if our teams don't flourish, we can't expect humanity to flourish. Your job is to stand with me and be that model of flourishing. And you can look up what flourishing entails. It's positive emotions, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment, PERMA. But you want to tell people that I want to live a meaningful life. I want people to be healthy around me. I want to know that you're okay and that you're going to notice that I'm okay. That is called personal flourishing. And if you said that, a lot of people are like, well, I don't want to get overwhelmed with my projects. If you can say that, you can own that, and you can know what that means for you. Some people want to be very, very busy with their projects. Some people want to be, you know, founders and engaged, but not in it 24/7.
Right.
You designing what you're going to say for your optimal personal flourishing is the essence, and you just got it from two guys from Harvard and McKinsey. You just got permission to quote that and say, I understand that personal flourishing is the most important essence of the new form of leadership, and I want you to stand with me and design that with me for our teams and our projects. So that's my main tip for tonight. And if you go in and you can say something about that in your, you know, as you're presenting your projects, they're going to know you're coming from a new level of integrity and you are the golden age leaders that Bob talked about. And that's what I care about, is that we let go of taking on too much, taking on too little, but knowing where we're going to thrive. And that's my segment for tonight.
That's wonderful, Sue. Thank you so much for that. Very, very good. Very strong. Personal flourishing. And I love that, the imagery of that.
The key to effective leadership, yes.
Yep. Well, I think we're all better off from that as a result of that teaching. And I think if we can take that and make that something that we can talk about to representatives that we may be working with and
exactly.
let them know that's what we want to do, that's what we want for ourselves and for our leadership teams that we work with and for everybody. And that's a good goal. I want to say that the three P's that we got out of Sue's working with the listeners from the Big Call. The first one is presentation. She's able to create, especially if you've written some things down about your projects, about what it is you plan to do. But the presentation is one of the three P's that you'll cover with a personal session with Sue. The second P is the project or projects that you need developed, and she can help you do that. Develop the language for that, to put that in as part of your presentation. And the third P is process. She can take you through the actual process of what to expect when you get to the Redemption Center, really from the toll-free number on, all the way through the Redemption Center experience, especially for ZIM holders. And also just what it is you'll experience in that session and how you can language what it is that you're wanting to present while you're there and what your expectations might be. So the three P's, presentation, projects, and process. Well, thank you, Sue. That to me is the summary of what you'll get with a one-on-one or sometimes two people or sometimes three people all on the same call with Sue. And all you need to do to get in touch with her, you need a PayPal account. You need to invest $165 if you're one person, $210 if you're two people. And if you're three people, it would be $255. Now, Sue's had some three-people sessions, and that $255 equates to $85 per person. So if you had three, that's what you'd be looking at each. And then what you want to do, if you have the PayPal account, you have the money we just talked about, and you can put it toward your future, toward your presentation, then by all means do it by emailing Sue. And here's the email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. integratedminds@hushmail.com. Now, in the email, you need to put in the body of the email, it's a very short one, just put, I believe in the RV and I'm 100% in. You got to put a good contact phone number, okay? And if it's a cell number, you know, you want to also put, because you could get a text on that cell number from Sue. Also, because she'll have your email, put your name or names of the people that you want to do a session with. If you're doing one, two, or three, she'll know. And put your area, your area code in. No, don't do that. Excuse me. Put your time zone in so she knows where you're going to be calling from. And that'll help her organize the time maybe a little bit better if she has two or three sessions to do. So give that some serious thought, and I would recommend highly, with everything that's going on, that you go ahead and do it tonight. And maybe you've waited to the last minute. Maybe you thought, oh, I really should, but I just don't know. And you may be a 2 on a 0 to 10 in terms of readiness, in terms of preparedness. Well, I can assure you, if you do have a session with Sue, you will be well over a 10. And it just always blows my mind when the people on a 0 to 10 give her a 12, a 15, a 100, a 1,000. It's hard. You know what I mean, Sue? It's hard to put a number on it because they've gone from zero to hero, you know? So I just want to encourage everybody to go ahead and do that. Sue worked with me on my own projects, on my own presentation, helped me language some things and improve it. And I would highly recommend that you guys take advantage of this because it's not going to be able to happen for much longer before we go. So thank you, Sue. I appreciate that very much. Excellent. The 3 P's. All right. Well, let's go to 3 other P's. Bob, what will you tell us tonight passion, that you can bring power, us?
Passion, power, and purpose, Bob.
Purpose. There you go. There's 3 P's for Bob for sure.
Yeah. I like personal flourishing and probiotics.
There you go. Probiotics. I love it. I knew you'd have something like that.
Well, I really love the part about personal flourishing. And, you know, Sue, every day I talk with people on the phone that they call, and many of them are big call listeners, and they want to be in that state of personal flourishing. But unfortunately, most times something has happened in their life, either a sentinel event or a series of small things that resulted in a dispossession of their physical resources. And they need to have encouragement and a strategy to get back on track with personal flourishing. And it could be someone maybe who's had a heart attack or has cancer, or in a case like today, a man who had been a farmer for many, many, many years and worked very hard and had, you know, issues with his joints. And also, you know, many farmers have issues that are like this mild poisoning from grain dust. And most farms are involved with grain in some regard, but also pesticides. And so quite often people who are farmers or people who work in support of farmers or have other types of manual labor jobs where they're exposed to chemicals. Like, for example, I worked in a Clorox factory when I was young. And imagine the toxicity from a place like that. And so there's lots and lots of people, many of whom I'm sure are listening tonight, that have had experiences maybe not recently, but when they were younger and working on farms and other places that had lots of toxicity, it catches up to them later in their life. And like this gentleman that I talked to today, with his wife, who's like the greatest caretaker and investigator, trying to find out everything that they can about how to get him back into personal flourishing, because he's a very young man. He's only 78 years old, so he's got a lot left, a lot of time left to go. So this is the type of work that we do is to help a person like that and say, okay, these are the five things you're experiencing, and what can you do to address each of those areas? And certainly in a case like this, where this gentleman had to take antibiotics for on many, many occasions for an infection that he'd gotten, you know, he can certainly benefit dramatically from probiotics, which will help to restore the veracity of the colonies in this alimentary canal, and also give the metabolites right there, even though his large intestine may be stripped of good bacteria, and it's hard then, you know, to make metabolites. Getting metabolites in our probiotic powder that'll be absorbed right in the small intestine can end up providing a significant jolt of energy for somebody that will finally be accessing those metabolites. And of course, to detoxify all of those toxins we were referring to can be done using sprouted barley seeds that are filled with detoxifying compounds that can, you know, essentially over time, if you ease in really slowly and then take it for multiple months or years, can slowly over time give you a completely fresh start in regard to the toxic load on your body, and then to be able to rebuild the muscles and joints that were worn out over the years. For such people, being able to enhance your stem cell production so that you can create a lot more adult stem cells, sometimes by as much as a billion new adult stem cells a day, you can quickly accelerate your rate of rebuilding. And then to circulate those stem cells, and we talked about this today, Bruce, with this family, to use a PEMF mat, because by the time someone's 78 years old, they have lost probably a good 30% of their circulatory capability. And it just happens that with these PEMF mats, you can accelerate that by 30%. And so now you have circulation like you were a much, much younger person. And now what you're circulating is really high level of nutrition. It's actually quite possible for a person, even that age, to become as healthy or healthier than they ever were in their life. Even considering that a person like that was extremely healthy, a robust person of mind and spirit and body, working all this time with their mind and their hands. And 78 is very young. We say middle age begins at 85 around at Boomers Forever Young. And so 78 is still 7 years away from middle age. And so this is a word of encouragement for all people who may have experienced a situation like this, or even any type of situation that has resulted in a decline. You know, it's quite possible with the new science of this time, almost the year, you know, 2020, the new science gives us the capability to bring ourselves back from significant decline and back to where we were before it started, and then accelerate with this, with this amazing personal flourishing of body and spirit on into, you know, this golden age. And so that's what we enjoy doing, Bruce and Sue, is talking to such people and giving them not only the encouragement, but the actual technology that's right there waiting for their inquiry and for us then to be able to transmit it right to their fingertips so they can be part of these new discoveries in these new amazing transformative regenerative technologies and look forward to being a full and vibrant participant in the golden age. And not as one.
Can I just say something? Can I just say one thing? Because it's just, do you realize how priceless it is to come to you, to come to your company and enter into an environment where you call up and you say something like, I'm 78 or 80, and they don't say, oh, well, because of your age. You're saying, oh, that's nothing. Come on in. Come into this new possibility. That is so priceless. Everyone on this call should just, I mean, there aren't places like that on the planet, as many as we need to have, but priceless to be met by that kind of worldview. It's just amazing, amazing. So, and the technology and the products, but it's like you're just a phenomenon as a resource, just incredible. So, sorry,
well,
I had to say
that.
It's stunning to really realize. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. We enjoy being that resource, and quite honestly, Sue, we didn't invent any of these things. We picked up on these discoveries from our research and from our personal relationships with scientists in these fields of regeneration. And we're the compiler that puts them together, packages them up in NSF facilities and makes them available. And in many cases, making things available that are not available anywhere else. And so that's our part. That's what we give, right? And they say, you know, if there's something that you want to get, which is the satisfaction of contributing, there's something that you have to give and there's things you have to give up in order to be in that place. And we just feel incredibly grateful and blessed that the scientists that invent these technologies will trust us and allow us to not only distribute them, but to then go and communicate on their behalf on programs like the Big Call. And so that's what I wanted to say tonight. And, you know, it is, Bruce, the last 2 days.
That's what I was just thinking, Bob. Yep, 2 days left. Yep.
Last day. So we have a few things. You know, of course, our barley is on a sale right now with $5 off and $10 off if you get two or more on each one.
Right.
And and then we have free shipping on everything, no matter how small the order, for the next 2 days. And then 30% off on those six different products that we have put on sale that include the digestive enzymes and the muscadine and the weight release products and like that are 30% off for the next 2 days. So it's going to be, today's Tuesday. So we have Wednesday and Thursday left. And then the first is going to be Friday. So
that's right.
That's what we got going on.
Well, I think that's good, Bob, that you call our attention to the fact that we have 2 days left, and there are 2 days left to take advantage of this sale, and free shipping and 30 off on 6 different products and the $5 off on the barley on one canister, 2 canisters or more, $10 off on each. That's big, and it's an opportunity to sort of stock up a little bit. You know, it's really a great opportunity right now. And with Halloween coming up in 2 days, this is a trick-or-treat situation where listeners of the Big Call really are not getting a trick, but getting a treat. And so this is a treat for those of us who can take advantage of this at this time by the end of the month. And I appreciate it. I'm going to tell them how to do it, Bob. What you guys want to do is use your phone and use the number 727-443-2500. 727-443-2500. And that's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. Now, the other way is, of course, to go online, and what you want to do is go to our website, bigcalluniverse.com, bigcalluniverse.com, and then you'll see the banners up for our various people, leaders of the call, and you go to Bob's banner, click on it, and you'll be able to go into the Boomer's website, and then see the various products, see the products on sale, and then you'll be able to put together an order and put it in your cart and do it that way. That's what most people do. But a lot of people, before they get started, Bob, they will call if they have any questions or if they just want to make sure what they're getting started with is right for them. They can call and get help, not only from you, of course, but from your entire staff, because they're all well-trained and knowledgeable in all of your products. So I think that's excellent, and I think this is a great opportunity, because we are coming into the holidays, to take advantage of this, especially in the last couple of days. Wednesday and Thursday, yeah?
Yep.
So, any other things you might want to mention, Bob?
No, I think that's it for tonight, Bruce. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Sue. I'd like to talk a little bit about where we are from an Intel point of view right now. Let's see. Here we are Tuesday. We had 5 days since our last call last Thursday. Yes, a lot of things have happened, especially behind the scenes. And I'll tell you this, you know, just when you're thinking all the countries are set and lined up, you find that, yeah, all but two or three. And by that I mean from a perspective of being Basel III or Basel III or Basel IV compliant for the GCR to start, there are three countries that needed to do that, and that was Turkey, Syria, and Iran. And you say, oh boy, here we go. No, they got it done, they got their compliance, and they had a time which they needed to get it done by, which was noon yesterday, Eastern time. And they had to send their information to the World Bank in Laos. So that was 11 p.m. yesterday, Monday night, Laotian time. And they made it. They got it done. And they're all set. And as far as we know, that's the last of anything regarding any specific countries. Now, what's interesting about that, we've talked about the fact that there's one offering. They're not going to do a second, third, or fourth offering, like we had been told. They said, nope, we're going to bring them all out at the same time. And right now, with the last two countries that I mentioned, Turkey and Syria, we are looking at 100 currencies coming out with some form of change. Now, what's interesting is we had 21, and now we've got 23 currencies of those that will be going up significantly, at least 6% or more. And, you know, in a lot of cases, we know of those that are going up quite a bit more. That is where we stand on those. And we had that ready to go as a result of those last three countries becoming Basel III or IV compliant by yesterday at noon Eastern. That's a very big piece of news. Another piece of news was in regards to President Trump having spoken with all 23 of those countries' finance ministers yesterday. And that was a very positive thing to have him do that. So they are all prepared to get going and to get started. And you know we're very close, as Bob mentioned, to Friday the 1st of November. Now, what is significant about the 1st? As I mentioned previously, that is the date that's been selected to bring out Nasara and Jassara for many hours of information to inform us about what those two words or acrostics mean, Jassara and Nasara. That's happening on Friday, from what we understand, 7.5 hours worth. Now, I don't know how it's going to come to us. My instinct would be it would be on television to an extent and probably online. Who knows? Who knows how they're going to bring it out? We'll find out. That, as far as I know, is still scheduled and ready to go. That'll be positive. You say, well, what's that going to be like? Well, I believe we should have the mention of us, the United States, returning to the gold standard to back our currency. They may talk about the new dollar being the USN or USTN, but it should be noted that it'll be gold-backed. And so should an announcement be made about the remaining currencies of the world also being either gold-backed or asset-backed in some way, shape, or form. That will be a lot of it right there. And then there's also, obviously, there's going to be some discussion about how we are entering into a time of debt jubilee. And we should have some explanation about what that is. And I don't want to go into it now because it's going to be a little bit difficult to determine, but it should reflect the return of interest that we've paid from going back a ways. Could be on mortgages, could be on credit cards, could be on car sales, and financing. Many issues could be, from what I understand, refunded to us under Nasara. Whether they'll talk about the new tax plan or not, meaning getting away from personal income tax and going toward a consumption tax on new items, we're believing that is also part of Nasara and should be brought out at some point. So there's a lot happening from that point of view coming up in just a few days. Now, what else is going on that I find very interesting is that there's a significant number of people that were given travel vouchers to travel to Zurich by private jet to be able to do Zim redemption. and other bond redemptions in Zurich. And that happened yesterday and today. And my understanding is they all need to be there. And this is all over the globe, not just here from the U.S., but from other countries as well. They all need to be there by 9:15 a.m. Zurich time tomorrow morning, in place, ready to transact business. Now, you know that we've got a 6-hour time difference between Zurich and the East Coast. So that would be 3:15 in the morning, tomorrow morning, East Coast time. And you can just take your own time zone and make that work. Now, why do I bring that up? What's important about that? My understanding is that when those transactions take place, that we should be on a parallel track to start approximately alongside of those transactions. Now, that should mean that we get our toll-free number, probably since it's supposed to be a daytime event, I think sometime tomorrow, maybe by lunchtime, we should have it and have it available to put out. Now, I'm only giving this to you as I got it. This is what I'm being informed would be the case. Now, as you guys know, there have been things that have caused delays. There have been reasons why we didn't go. We are in a continuous pattern of indictments being unsealed and arrests being made, and that's just what's going on. There's cleanup on aisle 3, and it'll probably continue for quite a while. Another thing that's happening is these large tranches of funds. We had seven. Now listen, try to get the feel of this number. What is a sextillion? Oh, it sounds sexy, doesn't it? A sextillion, let's say one sextillion would be one followed by 21 zeros. That's a lot of Gitas. It's a lot of moolah. Well, guess what? Just 2 days ago, there had been seven of those one sextillion dollar tranches put into the system. The first four were put in for Tier 4. The fifth was put in for Tier 4 and Nasara, and so on and so on. Now, this is hard to imagine, but my understanding is that there will be a total of 153 one sextillion dollar tranches, T-R-A-N-C-H-E-S, tranche, French, meaning transfers. Okay, so that is a lot. And I don't know where we are, but if you think of it, those will occur between what's happened about 4 days ago and January 5th. That's moving a lot of money into place between now and January 5th to have a total of 153 sextillion dollar tranches moved into place. So that tells us that this is a very big deal, obviously, with a global currency reset, with us going in for our exchanges on our currency and redemption on the ZIM bonds. And I could tell you that when it comes to what I understand, now, you'll obviously know when you get into the redemption centers or the exchange locations, which might not be handling ZIM, but when you go in, if you have currency like dinar, dong, rial, Afghani, all of that, rupiah, what you want to do is exchange those those funds in U.S., new U.S. dollars, USTN, will be available immediately at the time of your exchange. Now, when you go in with Zim, the Zim redemption will be available to you, and you can take up to 20%, although I don't know why you would, but up to 20% available to you in 24 hours. So that would be the next day. Now, if you have other currencies, the suggestion has been that you take the proceeds from, let's say, dinar, dong, rupiah, whatever, and put those in a separate account or accounts apart from your Zim. I look at it like the Zim is going in the motherlode account with one bank, and the currencies, dinar, dong, let's call it rial, are going in another bank or possibly two banks in separate accounts. That's just how it's been explained to me. That's very possible to do it that way. That's how I personally plan to do it. You guys know I've looked at the Zim as, let's call it the God account for humanitarian projects. And that's how I'm looking at it. Now, you guys do what you want to do. That's just the way I'm going to plan to do it. Now, I really feel that what we've got is, if you have rial or Afghani, my understanding is you can bring it in, you can do an exchange, because there will be a rate, and there is a rate on the screen for the rial and the Afghani now, and you can do the exchange right then, or you can set up a multi-currency account for those two currencies if you had them, and you can write them out, be paid a level of interest while it's in that account, and then at a later time make the exchange into USTN. If you do an MCA, a multi-currency account, you have that option with rial and Afghani. Those are the only two that I'm aware of that you could do that with. So that's an option for you. We did get recent rates, and we believe everything is moving up slightly, just like we thought, and they're going to be just fantastic. So you don't have to worry about those at all. Obviously, if you have projects and you do a good job with your presentation on your projects, you would be entitled to get a higher rate on the Zim. And that's all I'm going to say about it. You've heard me talk about what that rate would be and in the past, so that has not changed. I think, really, all we need is for this information that I heard yesterday and today to be true and to come through for us, and we are golden. So, you know that I cannot legitimately call it, and I've told you guys many times that we've been very close, as you know, and again, today, tonight is one of those times. My understanding is when the bonds are hypothecated, transacted tomorrow in Zurich, we should be in go mode. We should be in go mode. So let's see what happens with that. Now, I told you guys I would put the toll-free number out. I understand it's going to be out already on a couple of the most commonly sought after currency sites, so I may not even need to do that, but I will have it out on the landing page or on the actual home page of bigcalluniverse.com, and we will be doing an email blast to those who have registered to be on our site with the number. So, I think we are all ready to just have a good night's sleep and see what tomorrow brings. There's not a whole lot else I can say. We are in fantastic preparedness mode. I want everybody to consider if you're happy with where you are on your presentation, on your projects, on knowing the actual process of the redemption centers, then you're all set. You're golden. But many of you are not ready. Many of you are not fully prepared. If you want to be fully prepared, you better contact Sue tonight. And I told you that you need a PayPal account. You need $165 for one person. Two people on a call with her would be $210. Three people on a call with her would be $255. And that averages $85 per person if you had three people. And then you need to just send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And you need to put in the body of the email, "I believe in the RV and I'm 100% in." And you need to put your phone number in there. And you need to put any names of you or whomever else will be doing the appointment with you. Okay, so send that out right away, and you might get scheduled in time because of I do believe we are right there. Now, we will be in touch with you by email about future projects. There's going to be some initial meetings going on that we will have. And we will be in touch with you and send you out a questionnaire and all that that you can respond back online to us and let us know which areas you want to participate in and how you might participate. All of that would be coming hopefully within the first month. I want you guys to enjoy this experience. I want you to, you're going to have to meet with your private bankers and probably get with your attorneys and get your trust all lined up if you're not already set. You're going to get your accounting firm or accountant together, your CPA group, all of that together. And there'll be a few follow-up meetings that you'll need to get together on. Now, you are the ones that are in control of this money. I don't want anybody to miss that. This is not a situation where the money is controlled by someone else. You are in control. It is your money. The banks know it, and they're supposed to act that way. So, will they assist you? Will they offer to assist you with someone who can help you coordinate and organize your projects and maybe handle certain aspects? Yes. You're welcome to take their help and take their advice. But just be cautious, like Sue said. You know, you're wanting to work with someone, even at the banking level, that will personally flourish like you will and like your team or teams will with your projects. I think that's a very important point that she brought up. You don't want to be unequally yoked with someone. You don't want to work with someone who you cannot relate to or understand, or get along well with. You know, this is a relationship that you're starting to build. It might be temporary if you're moving. I get it. Yep. It could be temporary, but that's okay. The point is you'll have very long-term relationships with some of these banks. Now, the banks want to keep your money right there in their bank, whether it's HSBC, Wells, Chase, whatever, TD Bank, whatever, whomever is that you decide to work with, all right? And, of course, they're going to want to keep you happy as a major depositor, and they're going to offer you many different perks or benefits on pages of perks that could be, the last number I heard was 105, 106 perks that each bank would have trying to upstage the other to retain and get your business. These perks should be looked at, taken home, evaluated, and then told these particular banks what it is you may want to do with each one. I mean, each one is going to have a different set of sheets. They're all going to be very similar. There might be some nuances, some differences between them. You evaluate those with the banks that you want to work with, whether it's two or three, maybe even four different banks. So we'll see. We'll see what that looks like, obviously. Interest rates are negotiable. The length of your structured payouts for ZIM holders is also negotiable. You will be able to negotiate. The older you are, the less they're going to want to go long-term with you, but it just depends on how youthful you appear. Possibly you'll go longer than they anticipate you going. They do want ZIM holders to be multi-generational. In other words, have the longevity factor built in, so have people take over for you on your projects should something happen to you and you're no longer with us. So give that some thought. If you're doing your trust work, make sure you have good successor trustees picked out or beneficiaries, picked out to take over for you, especially on the trustees. So this is something you're going to work with your own attorney and put your own trust work together. And then, of course, get with your private banker. And my understanding is that HSBC and Chase have worked hard to get a level of private wealth management to the level of an Abbott Downing, which is the high end of Wells Fargo, high net worth individuals. We're in the ultra high net worth, uber high net worth individual. So you'll be open to seeing what they have as far as to be able to play on that level with Abbott Downing. So let's see what the next couple of days bring to us. And I feel like we are in really good shape. So everybody can rest and take a deep breath. And I want you to enjoy the experience. You know, when you go over that threshold, and it's as if you were in a wedding ceremony and you're looking around. You're not just looking in tunnel vision. You're looking to appreciate everything that's going on. You can smile. You can lean in and talk to the people that are reading you, and you can read them back. All right? This should be a really enjoyable, beautiful experience for all of us. Okay? So get in touch with Sue, and I will say at that point, I'm going to pray us out, Bob, and let you handle the turning off of the recording. So, Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have the information that we have and that we are all about encouraging one another, lifting one another up, being there for each other like we have over the last 8 years on the big call, being there to encourage and lift each other up and to experience something in a once-in-a-lifetime situation that we can appreciate and we can look up and thank you that you've chosen us for this special time. Thank you that you're bringing this to fruition, to its a point of accomplishment. And thank you that we do the right thing as we receive this blessing. Let us do the right thing with the funds and give and give and give responsibly. Help us to have full appreciation for what we're about to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody, you have a great night, and we will catch you on the other side. Bob, whenever you're ready.